Back now with Day to Day. There's a lot of Oscar buzz around Heath Ledger's posthumous nomination in the Best Supporting Actor category. Ledger played the role of the Joker in the movie The Dark Knight. Last year, as part of NPR's In Character series, I did a story about the Joker. We bring you that piece again today. The Joker originally appeared in the first Batman comic book in 1940, but, says comic book writer Steve Englehart, his creators got rid of him just after his second appearance.
It was an editor at DC Comics who said, "Wait a minute, this guy's pretty good." So they added a panel at the end of the story where in the ambulance the doctor goes, "Well, I'm amazed this guy is actually going to live." And then he started appearing quite often after that.
Back then, the Joker was a pretty straightforward psychopath. He stole things, he killed people, but, says Englehart, his real goal was something much bigger than committing crimes.
His main motivation is really to play with the Batman. And the Joker doesn't want to kill the Batman because then he wouldn't have a Batman to play with.
In the 1950s, the character went through a metamorphosis when a group called the Comics Code Authority was created in response to what some deemed as inappropriate material. When censors banned excessive violence from comic books, the Joker became much less dark and a lot more silly. That goofier version of the villain jumped out of comic books and onto TV in 1966 when ABC launched its version of Batman. Cesar Romero's Joker sported a technicolor purple suit and looked like a villainous Liberace. Romero laughed more than he ever spoke, and when he did talk, he was feverishly fond of alliteration.
Oh, my playful, pilfering cows! How delicious it is!
We hate to sound.
During the 1960s, the Joker was mostly absent from the Batman comic books, but he had a big comeback in the 70s with several writers, including Steve Englehart. Englehart says he had no interest in the family-friendly, goofy Joker. He wanted the character to go back to his original roots.
I really wanted to get back to the idea of Batman fighting insane murderers at 3 a.m. under a full moon as the clouds scudded by.
Englehart's much darker interpretation of the Joker later became part of the inspiration for Jack Nicholson's portrayal of the role in Tim Burton's 1989 film Batman.
Can somebody tell me what kind of a world we live in where a man dressed up as a bat gets all of my press? This town needs an enema.
Humor has always been a pivotal part of the Joker, and though we usually think of humor as an enjoyable, likable trait, it can also be tinged with evil, says Paul Levitz, president and publisher of DC Comics.
There's a level in humor where you don't quite know what's going on. Is this guy putting me on? Is he actually going to do those things to me?
Levitt says when Heath Ledger played the Joker, he took that combination of humor and fear to a whole new level.
Leave the makeup aside, leave the costuming aside. If he walked in a room and started acting with the behaviors that he uses for the Joker, you'd get the hell out of that room fast. And that's pretty cool.
You know, you remind me of my father. I hated my father.
Ledger's Joker may have been enthralling for viewers, but playing the role took its toll. The Australian actor told reporters he barely slept while shooting the film. He said even when his body was exhausted, he couldn't stop his mind from reeling. Heath Ledger is one of five actors up for the Best Supporting Actor Award in Sunday night's Oscars.